Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I've seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her.
So, we're here today, it's Easter, and two words really sum it up for us. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. They went to the tomb and they found it empty. And something happened to Mary first of all. Mary met the risen Jesus in the garden. We heard it in that Bible reading. We're going to share bread and wine in a little while. And in the communion service, we often say three things that really come to life today. And the first is this: Christ has died. Christ has died. We believe, sorry, don't worry, just go. What we mean, what do we call the day when we remember that Jesus died? No? Good job, that wasn't in the quiz. Yes, Good Friday. Good Friday. We remember how Jesus is God's Son. He was born, as we remember at Christmas, into this world. He was God and he was man. And when he grew up, he began to teach people what God's love was like. And he didn't just teach them what it was like, he showed them what it was like in the way he lived, in the things he said, and in what he did for other people. He said, "God loves you. Doesn't matter whether you deserve it or not, God loves you and wants you to know that." But he also came for another reason, not just to show us God's love, but to make God's love real for us and meaningful for us, in that One of our big problems, one of the reasons we needed to know God's love, was because we had turned away from God's love. How many people here have always done what their mums and dads wanted them to do? That's wonderful, Josh, but I don't believe it for one moment. And I have two experts on the subject who will probably tell me in a moment. Yes, mum and dad. Now, of course, and the problem was, and the problem is, that as a human race, we have again and again not done what God wants for us, which is to live in harmony with him and with one another, but we've chosen to go our own way, making other things our gods. But God didn't want that to be the end of the story. He didn't want us to be cut off from him forever. So Jesus came to lay down his life so that we could be reunited with God, with our sins forgiven. Christ has died so we can be saved and free. The second thing we say is this: Christ is risen. That's what we're talking about today. Christ is risen. And Jesus came back to life. And he did it because he had the power of God's life in him, which could not be subdued. He rose to life again so that we can know the power of God's love for each one of us. And one of the things we know, because he rose and because he spent time with his disciples before going finally to be at his Father's right hand at the ascension, was he walked with them. He spent time with them. And after he had gone and wasn't here in person to do it himself, he poured out the Holy Spirit. So that when each of us say yes to Jesus, he gives us his Holy Spirit. So that through the Holy Spirit we can say, Jesus walks with us constantly, day by day. Christ is risen, and wherever we go, he goes. And the third thing that we often say is, Christ will come again. Things carry on in this world, and we know, we feel some days that they are going from bad to worse to much worse. And just at the moment, the world doesn't look like a good place, does it? Don't want to go into that too much this morning. It's an all-age service this morning, but it's tense times in the world. But Jesus says, God's will be done, I promise you. And I'm going to come back to bring everything back into the Father's glory. You can trust me for that. And you can trust me that when your life comes to an end, there's a place for you with me where I am. It's a promise. It's a promise. So the tomb reminds us that Jesus has died. That's why his body was put there, because he was dead. But he rose again so that we can know him day by day, and he will be with us forever into the future. Our future is with him if we have put our faith in what he has done for us. It's a promise. Take hold of the promise today. And we're going to have an opportunity to do that in a few minutes when we share in the bread and the wine of communion.